Thrilled Be'ezra should be learned Daf Kof Chav Dal of Masech the Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include Muchzik, the father's assets that were in his possession before he died. Ro'u, the father's assets that only came into his possession after he died. Eina Bechar Neutel Baro Kibbe Muchzik. A Bechar is entitled to Pishnaim, a double portion, only the assets that were Muchzik, but none of those assets that were Ro'u. The Machlik is Rebbe V'Chacham regarding Shvach Sheshivchu Nechasim La'acham Mises Avin. The profits of the father's assets that accrued on their own after his death. Whether these profits are considered muhsik and the Bukhar does get Pishnaim, or they are considered ro and the Bukhar does not get Pishnaim. All agree regarding Shvach Sheshbichu Yusaimim La'acha Misabin. If the profits accrued only through the work of the brothers, they are certainly considered ro and the Bukhar does not get Pishnaim. And all agree regarding Dikla, V'olim, Ara, V'asik, Sirtin, if the father's date tree grew bigger, or their father's field became fertilized from an overflowing river, the Bechor does get a double portion in the Shvach, because as Rashbam explains, Adayin Shmoyolov. Since the item still retains its original name, the Shvach is considered a part of the item, the tree, or the field that were Muchzik. The discussion regarding Milva Bishtar. If the heirs collected a documented loan owed their father, according to Rebbe, the Karen, the principal, and even the incurred ribbis, the interest, are considered muhsik, and the Bechor gets Pishnaim. While in the Chacham's opinion, there is a machlekes as to whether the principal is considered muhsik or ro. All agree that a milva alpeh, if the loan is only a verbal commitment, the milva money is considered ro, and the Bechor is not entitled to a double portion.